of the color, you know, and that's what, and tie it up green, and then you go back.
Shut the blades open, get them behind for a while. You tie them, hang it on the stove. When it gets dry, you go take it out, put three together, makes a bottle. Tie it up for later evening, and it cures out. Get a bottle of cider. Yeah.
What would you call a building where you'd store corn in sometimes?
Crib.
What do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain in?
Grain? That's a... That would be a... That would be a crib too, wouldn't it? So you store grain in?
Silo.
Or a granary?
Granary, yeah.
Did you ever see one?
Huh?
Did you get familiar with the granary? Or did you use them much around here, granaries?
Granary, not too much. They used them. People had big farms. Near the thousands of bushels of corn. They have a big granary put in, you know. Yeah.
What's the upper part of a barn called?
Loft. Barn loft, yes.
Are there other places you might store on, you know, what would you use at the store up there?
Up there, that'd be mostly fodder and like that, scatters, yeah.
Do you ever put hay up there?
Hay and hay, yeah. Hay and fodder, yeah.
Are there any other places you might store hay?
Hay? Yeah. And downstairs in the country house or crib. They'd be maybe two cribs, put hay in one of them. Yeah.
That's interesting. And what would you call that hay that's piled up outside the barn? It would be called the what?
That's a hay in a stack, yeah.
What about that, you know, when you had the hay and you had four poles and a siding roof on it, you know, four poles and you build out a little... Mercy would ask?
That'd be a rack, wouldn't it? A hay rack?
Mm-hmm. Right.